last year, this time, I was in a Arnof. Terrible terrorist attack. In the middle of Shachis, the Shulber Adavin. Press the button. Get warm, put it out. Gotta say, well, I'm chayim. But you have to have a chazm in your shemayim. Not Yerushalayim, we can't take him to be a chazan. So we can't ask Rabbi Chaim, it was two people, it was one guy, Mamish Choshevi. You know, he has this Gebel Tefila. The other guy was Mamish, like, you know, first the chazan. But Yerushalayim was far away from him. It was not a shege, it's a shege. Well, you know. The guy puts his talus like half on his head, you know, the whole time. You know, like a baby. Because, you know. All people, you know, the thing is the shtick, you know, normal Yeshiva guy knows, you put that in the head. Some people all of their life, I'm saying, you know, before you get married, you know, whole time they're busy, that Chas V'Shalom, you know, it has to look like in the middle of the head. So, for sure, I see normal, I pull it. That's all of the I got for it. But, you know, you come in Goliath not to be like these people, the whole time are busy putting it, you know. So, Mishnah Berurah says, till the end of the head is the place of the Talis. Side of going to the Amud, side of davening yourself. Mikol Mekoyim, so the guy there is a chazan. Oh, the guy in Yerushalayim, he went to ask Reb Chaim, what is better? Yerushalayim or the chazan? So Reb Chaim said, there's a halacha that the chazan has to be Yerushalayim. But first he has to be a chazan. That can't daven, there's a chazan. You have two chazonim. One sings nicely and knows how to learn and is a tzaddik. The other one only knows how to sing. You take the one that knows. But if one guy knows the daven, the other one knows how to learn, the second one is nishkan chazon. So it has to be, you know, gishmak, pleasant, cold, or we have to hear. But if you can't hear, there's no point explaining why to close air conditioning. The cold mekoyim, it gets hot and you know. Mikol Mekoyim, so it was a terrible terrorist attack in Arnof. It's a year ago exactly. Shabbos be mamish the yahrzeit. People were davening in shul, and two terrorists walk in. It's the first early minyan, 6:30, and they killed five people. They had an axe and a gun. Some of the mamash chopped them up to pieces, mamash, achzoris. But what was very interesting, that terrible tragedy was, every one of them was killed with talis and tefillin on them. And some of them were killed, they cut through the tefillin. I saw the tefillin. We don't have them because the, you know, because it was full of blood. So you had to bury it. It's the aloha, you know. You have dam kdoshim. Everything that the blood is on it, you bury it together. And I know most of them. First one that they killed, his name was Kalman Levine. Mamash a tzaddik of the yid. He's been in yeshiva for a while. Tzaddik of the yid. His kids told me, you know, fim yom chamishi, you will not eat fleshik to enjoy the meat lekavod Shabbos kodesh. Not like the minute today, you eat a little shishi, the chon, and then you don't enjoy the Shabbos, yeah? He didn't eat chicken. Fim yom chamishi, have a gishmak. Such a mufka. This is lushi. So there's a guy, his name is Moshe Tversky. His Rebbetzin told me that he told her a week before that if he has to die, he would dream to die in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei when he's talking to Hashem, like this, he'll go straight to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they killed him when he was dying in Shmoneh Esrei with Tazen Tefillin, they came in the back and they chopped him off. He even didn't turn. When the shooting started, he didn't turn his head. He was davening. He didn't hear it. Third person of Goldberg, I remember when I was in Geman, came to the shul to daven. I was supposed to learning someone doing davening. I remember he came over to me. He said, "You're Geman, you're not sure. I could talk. You know, it's a learning, but people will think maybe it's not a learning." Five people like that. And that people that daven in the 9 o'clock minyan, yeah? They get up to the 6:30 minyan that don't miss the 6:30 minyan. It's the kind of people, yeah? When it's working people, so it's not a raya, yeah? But when it's b'nei teira, and they're magbin at 6:30, then you know that it's serious, the daily maybe. What's the pshat? Five people like that are killed with talis and tefillin. When you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we know Toiro Magno, Toiro Matzlo. So what is the pshat? So what is the avada? So these people, five, and everyone with talis and tefillin. I don't know about Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a message to us. What is the message? What I took out from it, this is what I feel is the right thing. To be makpid at the covet of the tefillin. We daven every day with tefillin. To mekabel not to talk dvorim betelim with a tefillin. To mekabel not to talk dvorim betelim. When a person makes such, because Boch was giving us a club with talis and tefillin in shul, the mokim amigdosh. There's a message that we have to take. To try to be makpid. Maybe it's hard to start. If you're young, you're young. You could start to make it like a habit. Maybe I was, after that, I was so into it. Where I could, I spoke about some emails and papers. Where I could, the Oilam of Mekabel. I was seeing this Medrash. He came, a guy from Chicago, I don't want to say his name. A little bit close to him. He came with his partner. They opened a new business. They want Babrocha for Siyata Dishmai. I said, now I'm into this, I said. Mekabel, not to talk, not to answer emails, nothing. With talis and tefillin, you don't do that. I said, it's so hard. I said, but this is the message. He came to ask me, what is the message? He said, what will happen if I will do it? I said, how much you make now? I'm promising you, b'schus tzibur, I said. If you're capable to do this, next year in this time, you'll be holding 6 times more than what you have. He came to my house 2 months, he's already holding at 7. Live in Chicago. Hey, I can't say. He's holding at 7, he's holding this 2 months. Maybe he lost it back to six. Every person davens every Shabbos. I want to tell you, it changes. It changes the person. Put on tefillin. Mishef a mitzvah tefillin. Ismashech olay. Lies lichayim marukim. Shef a kodesh machsov el bihur uchet. Shelo yifateinu ve lo yizgar bonu yetzer hara. V'yami chayinu la'avid ez Hashem. Kasher yom levoveinu. And you put it down and you don't talk. You're doing what you have to. Don't talk. Then the Sikh Bas and the Tfilin, you don't talk. It's a small Kabbalah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a clap of talis and Tfilin. You know what I tell you? That, the reason I feel, I have to speak about it again, first it's the old side, but you don't live here, you're strangers. But the terrorist attack, if this new wave of stabbing and cutting started really a year ago with that story. It was a girl with a car accident. It was Bachus Yosef. He got quiet, and recently it was again a wave. The Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to us. He's talking. Now, the Yitzhak only comes to prison, tells you, you know, I will decide. What's going to be the ganze Welt? Well, the whole Welt is going to change now, I hear. So, you know, I will decide to take on such a Kabbalah. One day it changes, because first Yishachis is the Shachis. And then you know, the first days that the person is mekabel such a Kabbalah. So you ask, what would be, people ask me, but what would be if they already anyway don't talk metalis and fill it? So that's a Kabbalah. You mekabel not to take it off till the end of Dhamma. You don't take it off till the end of Dhamma. The most it costs you another 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Someone told me that in America is a jail for, you know, for Besser Menschen. So he was there, Choshev Yidden there, yeah? So he saw him the shul there. And Asher Ritzin, they didn't take off the tefillin, yeah? There's nowhere to go to. But there's a meeting, and Asher Ritzin already, the tefillin go off, yeah? They're in jail. There's nowhere to go to. It's a habit. It's not even a real thing. It's a pushed habit for no reason. Mamish, a pushed habit for no reason. And a person has to get used to it. A person has to teach himself. I'm shachas v'talas and tefillin. I'm in tefillin. I'm not talking. Someone come over to you. I can. And another wave came. Hashem is talking. Hashem is stop doing it. What do you say? These people have to die? So then they get heart attacks. Lamazan, I think 14 people died. Lamazan, now this whole wave. There'll be 14 heart attacks. Or two car accidents could get rid of all these people together. Why Hashem is doing it in such a scary way? The scary way is for us. The guy that gets killed, doesn't make a difference if a car smashes him in a car accident or the Arab decides to drive over him, yeah? Or if the car loses its brakes and it drives, the guy that gets hurt is the Zal Bazaar. The difference is us. Forget that guy is lucky. He died in a Kiddush Hashem instead of dying in a car accident. Nicest thing, you're talking to Hashem, the talis and tefillin, and it takes you kodesh, and you know you don't have to put that tachrichim. You have your talis, your tefillin, and he goes straight to the gevur. Hey, l'shaya. The lucky of this neshamas, the avozeicha. says to his wife, if I have to die, I'm hoping this will be the way I will die. But Hashem is talking to us. The person has to learn. I want to tell you, this is the key to that sloch into life. It was a wave now. Hopefully, it's over, Baruch Hashem. It's quiet. Yeah, no, not to go yet, not to walk the old city, not to walk the coastals. Anyway, during this month, not the right thing to do. To walk the coastals during this month, it's not for Yeshiva Bochum. Friday with a bus, maybe. But during this month, it's not for Yeshiva Bochum. So Bochum don't know that. But it's not what Yeshiva Bochum have to be. Not because of the koysim, but because of the way until you get to the wall and so on. Aber mikol mekoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking. But what is the key? This wave finished. So what's left a minute? During the 2 weeks, you called every day home to say that you're right. Hashem gave a message. If a person, such a story in our love happens, and again people are stabbed. And again, the way to the Kaisel, from the Kaisel. Again. And you take the message, and you don't talk with feeling. You don't take them off to the end of the evening. 1 point. A different thing happens in your life. You mischazik in a second thing. This is the ladder of Atzlocha. The ladder of Atzlocha, the ladder of becoming a choshev guy, is whatever story like this happens, you add to yourself things that you could do, that you could handle, that you could have a koyach to have them. You do such a thing that you could have a koyach, you could handle, and you have it in your pocket. And you start, when you're 30 years old, you don't speak with talis and tefillin. Your kids know, our father doesn't speak with talis and tefillin. It's a beautiful thing. I don't talk with talis and tefillin. It's a beautiful thing. And it stays, it becomes a teva. And every time you know, every time people come over to speak to me, and they come to speak to me about the yisrael of these people, that's going to be, and after that, that's going to come to speak to you, the shachis, they see you. I remember, Hashem killed, Hashem wants a chizim, every time. People go over to say, you come to shuk, I have different things to tell you. Not bad things. A mazel tov, a dos, a yetz. You don't. You start to grow. You start to climb. It becomes a whole different matzah. A whole different avodah. But you have to take it out. I feel Kadosh Baruch Hu gave such a clap to shroom people. I'm too small to speak, but Baruch Hashem, you know, the wave is over, and I feel, I can't say everyone, the larger amount of people that were hurt, and the first wave was these 5 Kedoshim. Then was the daughter of Yingiman last time, a year ago. This time, the way to the Kaisel. This prisoner that was killed, I just saw a shkoteira from him. Most of the people are fruit people. Shiva Bacher here, and like Shiva Bacher here. I want to tell you, these bus stops and the train, you're right, the Shiva Bacher was standing there as well. A lot of people, I know a lot of people are not from there, so not everyone has a hat and jacket. 90% of Rome people. We're not 90% of Yerushalayim. Then the elections will be different. Yeah? We're not. 20%. So Hashem is talking to us. Hashem is talking to us. Gula, from people. The way the guys are, from people. Shtachim, from people. You know, maybe some people will start that are not from. These people, nothing happened to them, yeah? The people that are killed are the from people. From couple, from person, the way the guys are. The from people. The ones that I heard are the from people. So Hashem's talking to us. So instead of listening, it's news. It's news, it's matzav. It's a matzav. This is the way to react. This is the way to connect. Hashem is talking. And then, I know it's hard to hear it. You say, well, what was it? The whole world is managing. Boom, we hear this group that are sitting here now 6:30 till 7. We're the ones with the messages to us. But I want to tell you, this is the way you grow. Avraham Avinu. He heard that Ribbono Shel Olam talking to him. He became Avraham Avinu. Aruch Chofetz Chaim said, when you hear Amir Hashem Elai, you go. The ones that listen, these are the ones that the Ribbono Shel Olam are talking to. He's talking to us. But the message in Hanof was like a message for a second. So, people are staying almanas forever. You're saving forever. It's a message. What is the message? So I don't know. But when a person takes on himself, even a small little thing like this, if it's hard for you to decide now for a year, take till Chanukah. Take till Purim. Not to talk with tefillin. If you do that anyways, not to take it off till the end of davening. I once took it on a mistake before the end of davening, so I put it right back. Rabbi Broch, I don't know if I did the right thing. I'm not sure. A cloud is a cloud. If you decide, you decide. You don't talk. You just don't talk. It's not only that you get the message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not only that it's the right thing to do. And it, like I said, it will make you to grow, to pick up. You will realize that the whole time you're living with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're living with the message. Hashem is talking to us. So I don't know what. But Hashem, I'm listening. I'm listening. The Gemara says that it's apikosis. When people are stabbed in the street and you say, it feels so bad for them to find a way to get rid of these people. But I'm sure you have to do something about it. Moses says about Kosvi, the Romans were trying to capture Beita. They couldn't capture Beita. It was a guy about Kosvi. He had an army, and that army, you only could have got into his army if you managed to take a tree, like one of these huge big trees, and bend it off with one hand. These are the soldiers. Moses says that the Romans would throw these big rocks. They would catch it back in the hand and throw it back, like a bull. And the Romans never managed to capture the place. Came over one of the guys in the Romans and says, I know why they're not, the Romans are not managing. There's a year there of a Chanina that is sitting and learning and davening, and because of him we can't capture. Let me to go in and I will make you the king to win. He went over, and he whispered to him at this. He was davening, he even didn't pick up his head. And he went over to the Bar Kozbi to his people, and he told them that he came to make peace with the Romans. Kitzi finished the daven, and they killed him. Bar Kozbi and his people killed him. Moses said, Hashem said, because of that, I'm machir besa. Because he went to the bathroom, a snake came, bit him, Kitzi, he died. So when someone was standing outside, what he thought? Who is saving Beita? These huge, strong guys. Every one of them just bends down trees. The Romans will never win them. So I said, there's no shaykhus. I said, the guy that was sitting in his corner and learning Nachamal Sunkus, Nachamal, this. Hashem dresses it with soldiers, with strong, with guns, with weapons. We're the ones. When we mischazek in such a thing, we save it. This is our job. This is our task. Hashem is waiting for us to do that. Guy could say sometimes in life, later in life, you know, I'm a businessman. I can't learn the whole day. But the years that you're in yeshiva is no excuse. Someone will ask you, why you didn't become a b'liyashi? You know, I kind of had to work a little bit, parnasa, mishpacha. Yeah, but this is good when you're 50. But when you're 19, 20, 21, 22 in the middle, why you didn't learn? For business. No family to take care of. Maybe a deer. Maybe a supper, some guys. Yeah, I mean, the food, I'm not getting it yet. Yeah? Maybe. A person will take on. Hashem gave a message. Well, come on. Take that tefillin. I'll take something else. I'll take something else. Five people are killed with talis and tefillin on their head. A year passed, and not enough people on this chazak. Hashem give another wave. Ooh! You know what nachas we do to Boir HaOlam when we pick up? You know what nachas is to Boir HaOlam? So hopefully, Beis Hashem, with this chazak, Beis Hashem, is both of them amazing, how and after this.